Let's call this study session of the council to order at 8:23. Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and members of council, for a couple of things. One, for agreeing to stay after the council meeting to discuss the budget. Two things. One, for the past couple of years, we've had study sessions following the presentations by the various departments for council members, essentially to wade in with any suggested additions and suggested deletions, revisions to the proposed budget. The document that I've distributed to you is essentially a summary of the larger budget document. There isn't anything new in here. I had discussed with Councilmember Carr, and she made the suggestion that we basically consolidate all of the professional services expenditures, as well as, if you go to about the middle of the document, the significant changes for the budget, this piece here. Essentially what we did is we lifted that from each department, so that information should not be new to council members, but it does consolidate it all kind of in one place. And as I said, the purpose of this evening's meeting really is for council to instruct me to make proposed changes to the budget, at least as part of our initial meeting. We're in a situation now, I believe, that we have gone through the public process. We've had several public meetings on the budget in each ward. Tonight, council had its legislatively required public hearing. What we have not heard from in terms of staff, the process that we have had in the past with suggestions made from council members in terms of things they would like to see either added to the budget, deleted to the budget, or proposed changes. I have had discussions with council member Price, and he had asked if we could include the fire cadet program in the fire department budget, and we have done that for an additional cost of $25,000. Other than that, I'm looking for direction from council with respect to other areas that they would like to see us add, delete, change, so that we can proceed with producing a final budget document for council consideration. So I'll turn it over to council.
Mr. Glickert.
Mr. Walker, and also to the city clerk. The present position of job allocation and the resources, are we parking some of the responsibilities onto the city manager's secretary now? Where do we stand on that? Because I'd like to make sure that we are good to go July 1st.
We're kind of in transition there. We've had some difficulty with I guess filling the position that we have between the city clerk's office and the city manager's office, and able to fulfill all that responsibilities. But hopefully within the next month or so, we're going to be able to sort that out. The plan has always been that the city manager's secretary would work with the city clerk and assist her with fulfilling some of her responsibilities. And that's still the plan, and we're proceeding with that.
Just looking at this, can you tell me what is the most significant change in FY 2013 budget compared to 12 budget?
Probably in the area of public works and parks that Mr. Wilson is here to respond to, but that's probably the most significant area of change. We've done some reductions. You know, once again, we're bringing in a budget with a projected surplus, and we've been able to do that by hiring well-qualified staff members. And as Mr. Wilson indicated earlier in his budget presentation today, we've taken a much harder look at the numbers in public works and parks. You know, a couple of things I think are working very well for us: the consolidation that council approved a couple of years ago with respect to public works and parks. We've been able to save money with respect to personnel costs by consolidating positions. As I indicated earlier with the fire department when they were doing their presentation, that some years ago, back in 2008, all of the departments were directed to make across-the-board cuts. I believe that was an error, okay? And I opposed it at the time as a department head because I don't think that that's the way that you do budgeting. But anyway, it was done. Now, with respect to protective services, you know, fire and police, I'm looking for opportunities to basically build up those operations. And, you know, one of the ways we're doing that this year with respect to the fire department budget, as I said, is we're adding two positions to fire. I have discussed with the police chief the notion of adding an additional assistant for him, a deputy chief position, but he didn't want to pursue that. One of the things that I should advise council of it is that, you know, we have a an aging senior staff, and one of the priorities over the next couple of years is really going to have to be us taking a look at you know, planning for the future with respect to department heads and senior level positions. With one exception, all of our department heads are over 60 years of age. Okay. With one exception, all of our department heads are over 60 years of age, and that's one of the you know, challenges that we're going to have in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and that is that just through retirements and that, you know, people will be moving on, and we need to really start succession planning and doing some more senior management training for that second level of staff. And you know, in terms of the fire department, you know, I recognize we've hired a new fire chief, and you know, he will give us several years of very good service, I believe. But we need to start looking at that backfilling in those particular areas, the police department as well. You know, we have an excellent police chief, but the police chief is, he'll be 62. So those are areas from a personnel point of view that, you know, council and I will be thinking about over the next 2, 3, 4 years, because that's going to be one of the challenges that confronts us.
Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I know that all of us received this capital improvement program, and as you know, that is a part of the budget. A five-year plan has to be submitted with the budget. And it's probably one of the more readable portions of the budget. And there are a couple of things in there that I want to address, because although only the first year is funded, again, we're, you know, we're basically setting policy. We can come back and change it next year, but it's something that we need to look at. So last year in the budget, I had asked that $15,000 be set aside to look at what we would need to do to the annex. I believe that RFQ is just about ready to be submitted to the council. Is that correct, Mr. Walker?
Correct.
Okay. That is just taking a look at the exterior, because we're out of code with the exterior. More important is whether we could or should renovate it for use as our police station. And so when I was looking at this capital improvement, I was looking under the police station, and it says here that we'll be setting aside, 1.4 million dollars per year out of the reserves for to save up for the renovation. Is that correct? Is that the proposal? I'm going to suggest that we take some of that money and put it towards what it would take to renovate the building to make a state-of-the-art police station. They've done something similar in Clayton. They took an older building and they redid it. And so what I'm asking for is money for another consulting fund. We have to move forward with this police station. I would hate to find us in the position a few years out and we haven't done anything and we don't know where we're going. So I think so I would tend to want to take it out of this, out of maybe year number one, a portion of it out of year number one, to look at whatever it is, whatever kind of consulting contract that we need. It will eventually go back into the police station. I think we're doing that for, what, 5 years? Is that correct?
That was the proposal.
Okay. So I would like to consider that. I also...
Councilman Ricard, just
yes.
So I can be clear.
Sure.
So I can get the direction. So you're asking that we come up with a number, basically, for us to retain a consultant to take a look at
I
either
would,
renovating... are building a new police station.
Well, actually what I'm doing is looking at our annex. What needs to be done inside the annex to make it a state-of-the-art?
Okay.
Because we're going to need to know that information anyway. We've got to do electrical, we've got to do plumbing, we've got to do all kinds of things. So, you know, so this is, you know, part of the process. But whether we actually keep them there or move that, we've got to do something to the outside. And I think that's something that Ms. Raganti addressed when she was talking about those buildings in Civic Plaza. By the way, the 630 building is not in Civic Plaza. Although it's historical, it's outside of the Civic Plaza. So it doesn't fall under the same ordinance that the annex does. The annex, it shares facilities, heating, I think HVAC, with City Hall. So it is a part of City Hall in some way. And we're just totally out of compliance with the ordinance in terms of what the exterior looks like. But that's the $15,000 I asked for last year to take a look at the outside. Now I'm asking for, I'm going to say $60. The inside, that's going to be a much more comprehensive study. We need to know whether we can do it or not. Okay? Second thing I'd like to take a look at is, I hear this comment all the time, we're not doing anything on Olive. We're not doing anything on Olive. Well, I have some ideas, but I also notice that the comprehensive city plan has not been done, although the consultant has not been mentioned for, although we gave the money, the $80,000 a year ago. Instead, what I notice is that the concentration has been on the two H3 plans, Parkview Gardens and the bicycle plan. And they are somehow tied together. Is the battery going out? The focus needs to be on the comprehensive city plan. They would only be a portion of it. And so I think we need to get going on that, and we need to get going on Olive. And we've just been stuck. I want a consultant that somehow answers to the council, doesn't go through the staff. You know, you heard me tonight say that, you know, the presentation isn't what I would like it to be. I would prefer a presentation to be, here's the pros, here's the cons, and then I could ask additional questions. But instead, I get a, you know, here's what we think you should do. And that doesn't allow me to do any independent or critical thinking unless I do the digging. So I would like the council to, I would like a consultant especially to help us with development on Olive, because we seem to be stuck. And so that's where I'll start. Oh, $50,000.
Go ahead, Mr. Walker, then Mr. Crow. Mr. Perez.
We're not going to pass this out tonight, right?
No, just ideas.
No, what I'm looking for is some direction from council in terms of, you know, items you would like us to add, items that you'd like us to delete. Then I would propose we'll have, you know, another meeting to come back and say, do you want to do this or don't you want to do this? But we need to have that discussion.
As part of that particular discussion, Mr. Walker, could we get copies of all of the reports that have been done on Olive? I mean, when I first ran, I found 35 or 40 years of reports. Coming up to the last couple of years, and I think there's lots of good information on many, but it'd be nice to know what's been done and where we stand in those. Many were just shelved.
Can I ask, Councilmember Kerr, did you have a number in mind for that consultant?
Yes, I'd like to put aside $50,000 for it, and I'd really like this to be an independent consultant, somebody we haven't considered, somebody that, you know, isn't associated with Washington University or anything like that, but that might give us a fresh perspective on where we should go. Not even where we could go, but where we should go.
Mr. Crow and then Mr. Sharp.
Thank you. Is the sheet that we've got in front of us, is this the first time for all of us to see this?
Much of it's from the budget book, but...
But the compilation that we've got in front of us...
That's okay. Correct.
So can I ask a really, probably what is a dumb question, the highlighted green portions are leftovers? that haven't been funded and they're moving into the next year, or why?
Oh, I'm sorry. Those were Mr. Walker's been really wonderful about providing me information, and so this was the last pages were the information that he provided to me last year. So at the end of our budget discussions, this is what the final pages were, and so you can see what I was looking at last year in terms of what the professional services are. Those are listed in your budget book as an aggregate, is that correct? Not broken out in line items.
Correct, but I think Councilmember Crowe's question, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm sure someone will, that I believe those are Councilmember Carr's highlights.
They
those,
are.
Those were...
Yeah.
We were back and forth today with some of these.
So what does the highlight mean?
At the time, I had several questions of
okay, so
of Mr. Walker. You know, where is this in the budget?
And
yeah, I'm sorry. So I highlighted them. I didn't know how to remove them
once I'd done that.
Sorry, because
these things just weren't quite making sense. Okay, yeah, so I got that. My broader question is one that I'm hoping that everyone will sort of take this one home and sort of cogitate on it for a little while, and that is that, you know, we don't have the same budget constraints that we've had years ago, so it's not like we're necessarily going to be out shopping for revenue. But I continue to get more and more folks who come up to me unsolicited and say, can you tell me how much, who the largest landowners are, what the purchases have been, what the percentages they own, or how many doors they own. And to me, there's a number of variables. It's not just the fair market value, it's the percentage, it's the number of plots, and there's no question that, yes, that includes WashU. It includes everybody else, though. And to me, I think that we sort of danced around this for quite some time. And I think, you know, Layman, I'm not even sure who the consultant is. The one I keep coming back to is somebody who even deals with, like, the property tax appeals, where you get the letter from the Sandzone group or from law firms that say, you know, have you looked at your assessment? Is it right? And the only reason I throw that out as an example is that those are folks who are just used to looking at multiple transactions over and over. And I think that though we welcome all of our very large landowners, I think it's appropriate for us to get a better handle on how much they own, if we can, what they've paid. And, you know, if they are a 501c3, what's come off? Because I can't be the only one who gets those questions. And it's not like we need to be asking the entities what the number is, because that doesn't quite make sense.
So do I understand correctly that you're asking us to retain a consultant, because we really don't have the staff or resources?
Right. I didn't think you had the staff, and I almost hate to use the word consultant, because it looks like we've got a lot of consultants popping through this budget. You may know a different way to approach this. I'm just trying to come up with, you know, where we are, you know, whether it's Ward 1, Ward 2, and Ward 3, on property, who owns most of it, whether it's come off the rolls, what did they pay for it. You know, we get this, at least, I don't know where the Councilmember Kraft is, but I just get this repeatedly as to who's owning this, who's doing that. And to me, you know, there's always a WashU repercussion. I get it. That's not the intent. But I do think we've got to get a better handle on who is paying what for these properties, and what it is taking off if they are 501c3. If they're a taxpayer, I think for all of us that's probably a good thing, because they probably, hopefully, paid up most of the time. Not everybody in this economy, but even the folks at the Windcrest, when they bought, they've now had to readjust because they've had a sale. So their fair market value has shifted, and it probably shifted significantly.
Would it be satisfactory if we did some
answers? This is the first go.
Yeah, and then we'll come back with
absolutely.
Come back with a number.
Yep.
Because, you know, you're looking at some real estate consulting firm, and as I said, we don't have the staff expertise.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be good use of staff time, because...
Okay. Yep. We'll come back with a number.
Mr. Sharp?
I was hoping to talk with you privately about this, but maybe I should be saying it right now. Can we put some money in the budget for travel for one of the directors, specifically Mr. Wilson is who I'm talking about, at the NLC in Seattle, they have an exposition hall that deals with all kinds of services that are available, where he can see, say for instance, hear Mr. Price saying this often, that there's a pothole that's filled, and before you know it, it needs filling again. They have individuals up there who go through all kinds of expert, or who have all kinds of expertise as far as this is concerned, as well as other kinds of things. And their exposition hall is just absolutely marvelous when it comes to information that is necessary for our city. So I'm hoping that we can put some money in the budget for him to to this.
Councilmember Sharp, there is money in the budget for professional development and that, so that's already covered. There is money in there for him to do that.
Mr. Kraft.
All right. Since you're speaking about Mr. Wilson, apparently we spent we added like $1.5 million last year for street. $2 million? $1.2 million. $1 million here, $1 million there. So we added $1.2 million last year for streets, and apparently that was rather successful. So I think this year, at least the concept would be to use more reserve money to do some more streets. I think maybe the way to approach that would be to ask Mr. Wilson, because I think last year there was some discussion about, you know, you were only geared up to spend so much. Maybe you guys are getting good at it. What would be a reasonable number to spend? And then maybe council could see if that's something that we might want to fund out of reserves.
I would prefer to come back to council with that. Yeah, I don't think it's right to ask Mr. Wilson to come up with a...
So have staff come... So just have Mr. Yeah. Walker and staff come up with a number...
Yes, because we're gonna have to, you know, meet again at least once more.
Okay.
How many more to, you know, talk about this list? What I would propose, you know, depending upon, how many more items council has, that we'll put together this list, and you know, some need additional work, obviously, so that we can come up with a better numbers, and then we would come back, schedule another meeting, you know, hopefully next week or whenever we can schedule another meeting when we can get that council together to go through the list of, you know, proposed additions or deletions, and by then, Councilmember Kraft, we would have, you know, some kind of number rather than just pulling a number out.
Well, I think that makes sense. And similarly, I don't know about the tree situation. I did hear Mr. Crow talk about it at the a different Mr. Crow talk about it at the urban forestry about all the extra trees they've been doing. I guess the question would be: would it be useful to use some reserve money to do a few more trees?
At the follow-up meeting to this, we'll come back with some kind of proposal in terms of amount for infrastructure and for trees.
Ms. Carr?
Actually, this is just a question. I know that we put aside about $29,000 last year to pay the RMA Corps of Engineers on the flood-prone properties. Have we heard anything? Is there any follow-up? Do we need to move on that?
We're in the process now of preparing some information for council, which should be out the latter part of this week. So we've had some good news and some bad news, but I'll be advising council via memo. The timing has changed a little bit, and they've come forward with some additional information requests and all of that, but I'll be sending something out to council. We're just putting it together now in a form that we can distribute to council first and then ultimately to the residents. You'll recall that I had sent a letter to people in the floodplain advising them of the status. There have been some modifications to that we've been advised of by the federal government just late last week. You know, but before everybody panics, we want to put it together in a form that people can understand.
So then would there be any budgetary steps that we need to move forward on towards that? Because I don't want to forget that we do have that problem. This has been started out to be a wet year. Nothing?
No. Yeah, not in FY14.
Mr. Price?
When you do the review on capital improvements, can you look at some of the unfunded items? Because I thought we had got a grant for Miller Park.
Yes, we did. Those are for additional enhancements, are they not, Rich? Yeah. We did get a grant for Miller Park, and we're going to be do the bathroom and some other things out there, as I recall.
That's an additional grant that was submitted to the trail around Miller Park?
Yeah. Yeah, that's doing more stuff, that one. But we did get a grant for Miller.
So when this says trail improvements, does the grant cover, like, resurfacing the trail?
Correct. The existing trail in there, we'd be redoing that to provide it wider and better drop-off on part of that
right.
trail to make it all those improvements.
Okay. So if we didn't do that, does it still get paved?
Yes. And if we get the grant, we don't have that grant yet. We submitted that.
Yeah, this is a new grant. What he's asking for, you'll recall, because we did some improvements out there at Miller. Those are in progress, or they're done?
Yeah, the restroom and the pavilion,
yeah.
they'll be bid in the very near future.
Yes, this is additional monies that we're applying for. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Those are additional monies that we're applying for.
Let me just throw this out, and then you can come back. So I'm this pie in the sky. So for me, look at Miller Park improvements for 70. Alley repair for 35. And then I think George, Purdue, Kennedy are these unimproved streets. It's George, Purdue, Kennedy, reconstruction.
What's that amount? What is it?
$3.
Not $3.50, but $350.
Can I ask something about the unimproved streets? Because we have them in the second ward, too. Do we have CDBG funding for those people that can't afford them, can't afford, traditionally what we have done is there's been a petition, then the city has assessed the homeowners to pay for the street, and except in those cases where they couldn't afford it, and then there were CDBG funds, so the community development funds.
If I'm correct, community development funds can only be used in certain neighborhoods of the city that meet certain income guidelines. So I think, Ms. Carr, it would depend on whether those roads were in those areas. It's not; they can't be used all over the city. Mr. Walker or Mr. Wilson?
Yeah, that's correct. But we can provide some clarification to you on how that money is distributed.
Would either George, Purdue, or Kennedy, I'm also looking at maybe Mount Olive...
Well, I'm thinking of the one up in Ward 1. Of course, they're doing some work on Center or Gay, whatever that is.
Bemiston is terrible.
Yeah, it's... George, to me, is the worst.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Is the worst, because it doesn't look like it was ever done fully. I don't know if it was ever.
It was never done. We'll send out the criteria for CDBG funding, infrastructure improvements. Okay.
Good, thank you.
I just had a few things to mention, but they're not... I think, Mr. Walker, they're more staff than money, kind of community building things. I wish we could look, and I brought this up when I was on the council the first time, if someone on staff could look at doing more city-sponsored sports leagues, not only for little kids but getting older too. I'm told that in the past we used to even have adult leagues, that we don't have to depend on the U City Sports Association or the Soccer Association, that we're really committed. And... to supporting healthy recreational programming for kids and adults. And I wonder if now that there's a chamber that's gotten on its feet, if we can more closely with this
businesses in the city. Lots of cities, businesses, other cities have businesses that support sports leagues. And I think we should be committing the city to providing this recreation, not depending on someone else. I do wish to, I know that neighborhood associations seem to get going when there's a problem in the neighborhood, but I wish we could do a more concerted effort on trying to get neighborhood associations active around the city so they're not just active when a problem occurs in the neighborhood. But I know that's what brings people together, and I know that's what commits people. And finally, I mentioned to you that I'm hoping we could maybe figure out some way to work with the state and the county on a job, some kind of a job summit. I've been getting calls from younger people looking for jobs, and I've referred them to some other resources, and they are not aware of the resources. So I wonder if that's something we could do in partnership with the county and the city and the state, and just have a resource fair or something so people know about the Missouri Career Center or Job Corps or whatever. And that's, none of these are time sensitive, but I wish we could focus on them. Anything else? Mr. Walker?
What I would propose is that we'll put together this list. I will circulate the list, and we'll try to schedule another meeting. I don't know how everybody's schedule looks. Maybe next week. Is that at all a possibility? But I'll put together the list, and I'll circulate it, and then see if we can get a meeting together. Pardon? You don't want to, okay. Well, as I said, if you may not have any additions or deletions or revisions, and if you're okay with the list, then let me know. You know that might be an option. As I said, if you're okay with the list, then you can let me know, and we'll still proceed, and as I said, try to get together for another discussion, and thank you very much.
Thank you all.